You know, it's a huge loss, as you said. He was an icon in this town. You know, I'm a lifelong Washingtonian, and if I had to pick one person from our generation who would best represent, you know, not Capitol Hill to the White House, but Washington, D.C., our hometown, our neighborhoods and our communities, good and bad, it would be Jim Vance. I mean, he really was the person who personified Washington, D.C., and spoke for so many people because it was so easy for him to connect with just everyone at every level. He truly was a remarkable person.
Elaborate on that. You had a tweet this morning that caught my attention. You said he had a voice for the voiceless. Talk about how he did that.
You know, Vance said it like he felt it. You know, he did not hold back. It didn't matter who he was talking to. You know, whether it was the president of the United States, the mayor of Washington, D.C., his boss, anybody. I mean, he just, if he saw something that he thought was wrong, he pointed it out, and he would do it on air. He would do it in his commentaries. He would do it in person. And that was one of the things that I think resonated, that came across as so genuine to the viewers. You know, he told me one time, you know, that he knew what a special honor it was and privilege to be at home through the TV set into their living rooms, dining rooms, and bedrooms. And he took that responsibility very seriously. And if I could just say one thing, he also took very seriously, and that was his responsibility he felt to help younger generations of reporters like myself. He was a mentor to me and to so many other countless reporters, generations of them. He would take you aside. He put that left hand in his pocket, his right hand on your shoulder, pull you in closely, and he would just give you these words of encouragement. And they were priceless. And he did that for so many people over the years that, you know, the spirit of Jim Vance will live on, you know, in my work and the work of so many other reporters for generations to come. He's just a special person.
So very true. And any special stories come to mind when you think of Jim?
You know, I can tell you as a reporter, one of the most special moments as a reporter were when you were on set with Jim. And he would be so moved, either good, bad, or indifferent by your story, that he would go off script and just start on one of his, you know, rants. And that was always so fun. But one thing I think people who didn't know him probably don't know about him was Jim Vance did one of the most impeccable impersonations of his friend and colleague Pat Collins that anyone could ever imagine. He had this great sense of humor, and he used it whenever he could in the newsroom and in person. He was a great soul, and we're missing him very much today.